Hello, today is Monday. I missed the day yesterday. If you haven't noticed a pattern, a lot of times I don't do vlogging when I'm in town because I usually stay up too late and then I just go sleep because I'm really tired. So that's what happened yesterday. Stay up too late and I'm really tired, so excuse me. Let's see. Night before, we camped up on the ridge in the really gorgeous section. All these volcanic rocks and stuff. And so we got up. It was really windy all night long. We did realize that the rainfly won't stay velcroed if it's really windy. So that's not good. It's trying to figure out a way to attach it that is easy to do. And it will stay. Day, even if it's windy, because if it's rainy and windy, then we're just going to get soaked because the rainfly won't stay on. But yeah, it was really windy. I didn't sleep very much because it was just, I don't know, I just didn't sleep very much. And it was actually up at like 6 o'clock, and I was like, yes, I'm up at 6 o'clock. We have 4.5 miles, we can get down there in 2 hours, you know, leave by 6:30, we'll be down there by 8:30, we'll try and get right in town, we'll definitely be there for breakfast. Well, Raymond was being a sleepyhead that day. Not getting up, and so we didn't get up until 6:30 like we normally do, so we didn't go in until 7, and started walking and took a break, you know, ate a little bit and kept walking. We got down there pretty early, like by 8:30 I think we got down to the road, and I put my pack down. I had to use the bathroom, so I went behind a tree. I came back and Raymond was like, I think there's a car. And they stopped and they said, we were on 108 and Bridgeport is on 395. So you have to go 108 down to 395 and then 395 over to Bridgeport. The guy was like, where are you guys headed? And we said, Bridgeport. He's like, well, I'm not going that far, but I can take you down to 395. We said, sure, that's fine. We'll do that because at least then we're on the right track. And so we get down to the bottom and the guy was super nice and friendly, and we got down to the bottom. He's like, you want me to just take you guys the rest of the way in there, even though he's going the opposite direction? And we're like, well, if you want to. So he's like, yeah, you might have to stand out here for a while trying to get a ride in, and this way, you know, I know you guys made it in there or whatever. So that was awesome because then we didn't have to try and get two rides, and we definitely made it in there. Time for breakfast. So we were eating the Bridgeport Inn and we're sitting there. And I look out the window, and who do I see but Joe from New York, one of the brothers from New York. And they said to all of me that they were just going really fast, and they were just going straight by. And they were just going right to Echo Lake, and that was it. 6 days to Echo Lake, and that was what they were doing. Well, they left on Tuolumne on Monday, and they just left Bridgeport today sometime. I think they left today. They said they were going to, so that really didn't happen, the 6 days to Echo Lake. Apparently they were going slower, they started running out of food, so they came down to Bridgeport, spent a couple days, and yeah, it was pretty good. But there was a bunch of people, actually, who I thought were way ahead of us, because they were like super fast and stuff, but they were still in Bridgeport, because they were hanging out for a while. They got there like Friday, and they left like Sunday, so I don't know, like, we go slower, but in towns we see all these fast people, so it's like they go super fast and then they spend lots of money in town, you know, on hotels and stuff, and we just go slower, sleep out in the woods, and don't spend as much money. So I don't know, it's kind of interesting. But let's see, so we got to Bridgeport really early. It was like 9 o'clock. We ate breakfast at the Bridgeport Inn, which was pretty good omelet. It was really, really busy. And then we're like, okay, now we need to try and find a place to stay. So we checked like every place, and like no place will let you check in until like after 1. And so we're like, well, now what do we do? Because it's not after 1. And so we hung out at the park for a while. I just didn't want to carry my pack all around. It's not that big of a city or a town, but it's all right. I mean, it's an okay place. If I were driving through, you know, I would stop, maybe check it out, get something to eat, and continue on my way, stay overnight if I needed to, you know, if I was just passing through on 395. But it's not It's not like a destination. Like, I wouldn't make plans to go to Bridgeport for like a week or something. Like, it's not that big of a town. So, unless like you're into fishing and stuff, I think it would be like a stopover on the way to somewhere else. But they had all these, like, there's ice cream. You get like ice cream everywhere. This one place had ice cream cones that were delicious, soft serve ice cream. And large cones came in like huge cones. Like, the cones itself was actually large. They normally have the same size cone and the ice cream was just bigger, but this was, the cone was actually bigger. So it was kind of weird, but it was really good. And they had like a little bit of everything. And yeah, we ate some good food. I had a burrito and ice cream for lunch. And then we went back and we got a hotel because it was like raining and stuff. It was all stormy yesterday. And here and there we went to this bar for dinner. Had a pizza. It was pretty good pizza. And we ran into the brothers from New York that came in. So we were sitting and talking. And it was a good time. Good time was had by all. But there was the Rhino Bar and restaurant and bar. And it was pretty good. I liked it. We went back for breakfast this morning. It's pretty good. They had mother huge pancakes. It was like cake. It was like so crumbly. And just, they were huge. And it was a little ridiculous. And let's see. Then we had to wait for the post office to open. The post office. We ate breakfast. We went down to the post office, got our stuff. Then got our food stuffs together. And we had to send something off for the post office. And then we were walking somewhere. Oh, we went to the park and hung out a little bit because we weren't hungry yet. And then we went and had ice cream for lunch today. Ice cream and french fries, which is pretty good. So then we tried to get back up to the trail, which I was a little worried about because it's like 33 miles away. And that's a pretty long ride to try and get two roads and stuff. And it's, especially since it's like a touristy town, so there's all these like tourists just passing through on vacation, and so I didn't know if they'd pick us up or anything. But we like walked down to the end of town by this grocery store, and we were stopped at this one place, but then people were turning the grocery store, or a car turned into the grocery store. So I said, well, we should move down a little bit farther. So we moved down a little bit farther. I go to get my bandana out and I'm like, well, there's cars going by. So I just pull my thumb out, and third car, like 2 seconds after we stopped, this pulled over. It's like, yeah, I could take you down as far as 108. So we said, cool. And it was this guy, he was out climbing for the weekend and was on his way to San Francisco for work. And he was pretty nice. He's from Wales and he was very nice. Excuse me. But we turned on to 108 and there was these two other hikers that were just getting a ride in this big mother truck. And so we jumped out quick and we're like, hey, can you fit two more? And they could. So we jumped in that and got a ride up with this army guy who like teaches rock climbing, and apparently he teaches 25 weeks out of the year, and the rest of the time he can do like whatever. So that's pretty awesome to get paid like for a full year and only work like half a year. And he said it was a pretty awesome job. So yeah, it was pretty good. And then we started hiking. Over the lackluster volcanics, as the guidebook says. I don't know why these people even wrote the guidebook. It seems like the only section they like is the High Sierras, like up to Tuolumne. Like, that's the only section. And then it starts getting negative again. Like, the desert was super negative. Yosemite was negative. After Tuolumne, it was just like, this is awful. This section is awful. Even though I think this is like the most gorgeous section we've been through, it's, you know, obviously not very nice to walk through according to the guidebook people. I don't even know why they wrote the guidebook, because like they don't even like it. Like, they should have just wrote a John Muir Trail guidebook, because that seems to be the only parts of the trail so far that they actually like. So it's a little annoying, because it's like you don't really need all that negative stuff, especially in the desert when you're, it's a lot of mental, you don't need all this extra negative vibes from the guidebook. I don't know, it's a little weird. But we walked a ways. We actually walked like 9 miles, a little over 9 miles, I think. Oh, excuse me. Which is pretty good since we didn't start until 2. And we stopped at like 7 and we ate dinner like for a while, and I don't know, we just kind of go moseying along. We stopped by this spur trail down by a river. I don't remember what the name is there. But as soon as we came off of the... We went up to a ridge from the road. And the ridge was over 10,000 feet. And it was all volcanics. And then we quickly go below 10,000 feet. And apparently we're not going up to 10,000 feet again on this trip. So we don't go up as high as 10,000 feet for the rest of the way to Canada. Which is pretty awesome. I guess hopefully that means there's no more like super steep awful passes and stuff to go over. But then we got back into the granites, or the granodiorites, whatever they are. And yeah, so there are big granite rock outfaces and stuff. Oh, excuse me, all over the place. Yeah, so that was the past 2 days. Bridgeport was pretty cool, but I don't know, it was kind of weird, because normally, like, I would be like, okay, let's stay another day, because I was really tired today, but I don't know, I'm kind of motivated to just keep walking, which is good, because it's good to just keep walking, like, instead of spending a lot of time. I figured out today that if we walk, starting a couple towns from now, if we walk 20 miles a day for the rest of the time and only take 5 more 0 days, then we wouldn't be done until the end of October. October 24th. So, I don't know if we'll make it or not. It depends on when the snows come and everything. But, and hopefully we're supposed to be able to start doing more miles. Like everybody says, once you hit Oregon and Washington, you can do more miles because the trail's a lot nicer and everything. So, hopefully that's true when we hit Oregon and we can just motor on up, and that would be pretty awesome. But I don't know, we'll see. We will be able to at least get to Washington, so that's good. That's, yeah, it would be awesome to go the whole way, because I don't know, it just would be better, I think. But if we can't, and I'm not really worrying about it because we're way too far away. It's only the end of July, and we have way too much time. Anything could happen, you know, you never know what's going to happen, so, I don't know. I don't think anything else exciting happened today. So, excuse me, I'm going to go to bed because I'm really tired.